Hi there, it's me, Alan from Sesame Street, and you're listening to Good Night World, a sleepcast where your friends at Sesame Street and Headspace Studios help you get ready for bed.
Good night, world.
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 Tonight's episode is...
Farmer Grover needs a nap.
It's me, Alan, from Sesame Street. I'm glad you could come along with me to visit the Sesame Street farm. I'm picking up some food from Farmer Grover.
Hello there, Alan. Welcome to our little farm. I am so happy to see you. If they could talk, I am sure the cows and the chickens would say the same.
It's always nice to visit you and the farm, Farmer Grover. And you know, I have a special reason for coming by today.
Indeed, I do know.
The Sesame Street Strawberry Fest.
Yep, the big strawberry festival is tomorrow. Everybody on the street will celebrate by bringing and sharing special treats they made with strawberries.
Oh, yum!
And I'm making my famous strawberry milkshakes.
Oh, excellent choice. I want you to know I have been working hard all morning getting what you need for those milkshakes, Alan.
Oh, I really appreciate that, Farmer Grover. Thank you for helping me out.
Oh, yes. You can count on Farmer Grover.
So, do you have some milk for me? There are all kinds of milk, you know. There's oat milk and rice milk and almond milk, even coconut milk.
Alan, have you ever heard a coconut moo?
Right. Cows. It's cow milk.
That is right. I spent the whole morning milking them and have many bottles of delicious milk ready for you.
And do you have the eggs I need? The ones I use to make the extra creamy strawberry ice cream for my milkshakes?
But of course, Alan. After I milked the cows, I collected eggs from all of my chickens.
Well, they seem like very nice chickens, Farmer Grover.
They are very calm and friendly hens, Alan. So pretty, with their light brown and fluffy feathers. And they are great egg layers, too.
Well, your chickens look like they're having a good time running around the farm.
And then, of course, there was one more thing on your list, Alan. The most important one.
Strawberries.
Yes, strawberries. The secret ingredient for strawberry milkshakes.
Well, maybe not so secret.
I have lots and lots of strawberries ready and waiting for you. In fact, picking all of those berries made me very, very tired. I mean, very, very tired.
I'm not surprised you're tired. Milking cows, collecting and carrying so many eggs, picking strawberries.
But the farmer's work is never done, Alan. I still have many chores to do before the day is over. So I will just get busy doing them.
Maybe a nap is a good idea, Farmer Grover. You could use a short rest before you get busy again.
Oh, no, Alan. I cannot shut my eyes for one moment. I have to clean the coop and fix the tractor and feed the pigs.
Whoa, you can do all of those chores after a nap. And you'll find that you have much more energy for all that after you've had a short rest.
But, Alan, if I took a nap, well, anything could happen while I am snoozing. A cow might jump over the moon.
That's a nursery rhyme, Farmer Grover. And besides, I think that if you listen, you'll realize that you wouldn't be missing anything if you take a nap.
Really? If I listen?
Really. Come on, listen with me.
Well, that sounds like my handsome pig Otis snoozing in his pen. Oh, and listen to that. It sounds like my beautiful hens clucking so quietly in their cozy coop.
And that sounds like a horse getting ready for a little nap in his stall. Because you know, Farmer Grover, lots of animals take naps and rest during the day.
Come to think of it, they do. I, Farmer Grover, sometimes have to wake them up for their afternoon snacks.
Animals aren't the only ones who need a nap to have energy for the rest of their day. You know who else needs a nap?
Please do not keep me in suspense, Alan. Tell me, who?
It's you, Farmer Grover. A busy monster needs a nap, too.
Oh, I guess I do need a nap.
How about this, Farmer Grover? You can close your eyes and imagine your farm all quiet and peaceful, just like you. All the animals settling down for a nap. All the fields of fruit and vegetables getting the sun they need to grow. All the things that will be ready and waiting for you later, when you're not so tired.
Oh, that naptime farm certainly sounds like a peaceful place, Alan. And can my imaginary farm have all my wonderful animals, too?
Yes, you can imagine a farm filled with cows and horses and chickens, resting just like you.
Oh, good. Because even piggies need their nap times, too.
So first, let's start with some belly breaths so we can calm our thoughts and be ready to imagine our peaceful naptime farm together.
Oh, that would be a big help, Alan.
When I'm thinking of too many things, I try to focus on just one. And I happen to know a little rhyme that can help us focus on the one thing that we need to do right now. Getting ready for nap time.
I, Farmer Grover, do love a good rhyme.
Oh, that's good. The rhyme goes like this. Breathe in. Breathe out. Then I say this little rhyme to get ready for nap time.
I think I can remember that.
First, let's put our hands lightly on top of our bellies. And take one practice belly breath together. Let's breathe slowly in through our noses. And breathe slowly out through our mouths. Now, we'll say the rhyme together. Taking a slow belly breath when it says so in the rhyme. Ready?
Ready to rhyme.
Okay. Hands on tummies. Say the rhyme with me. Breathe in.
Breathe out.
Then I say this little rhyme to get ready for nap time. How does that feel, Farmer Grover? You want to try it again before we start imagining?
Yes, please. One more time together.
Okay, one more time. Breathe in.
Breathe out.
Then I say this little rhyme to get ready for nap time. That was wonderful, Farmer Grover. You certainly sound like you're ready to visit your nap time farm.
Oh, I am, Alan. I am calm, I am focused, and I am ready. For a very nice nap.
Let's imagine we're walking up a winding country path under blue skies filled with fluffy, drifting clouds. Up ahead, you see a sign for the Sesame Street Farm. Let's wander up the path through the apple orchard where there are rows and rows of apple trees. Let's walk through fields of green grass, past trees with long branches that touch the ground. Under the trees' long branches, we see picnic tables covered in red and white checkered tablecloths. How cozy they look. Here on the farm, you'll meet lots and lots of sweet farm animals, tired from a busy morning. But first, let's make our way up the big hill, where there's a farmhouse, a barn, and a big garden. There, we'll find Farmer Grover in his garden, planting bright green vegetables. Behind a tall square fence, Farmer Grover's vegetable garden is full of carrots and turnips growing in green patches. They grow underground, but we see their green leaves sticking out on top of the brown soil. There are bunches of green lettuce growing and broccoli peeking up from the ground like little trees. There's also some fruit growing in Farmer Grover's garden. Big patches of bright red strawberries sparkle like jewels in the sunlight, brightening the garden with their colors. There's even a big peach tree in one corner with yellow and orange peaches hanging from the branches. Farmer Grover wears thick green gardening gloves. He digs a little space in the ground, then places new seeds gently into the soil. Eventually, these will grow into big leafy vegetables. Just past the vegetable garden and the farmhouse, the hill stretches out under the blue sky. Cows roam the hilltop. Each cow is white with big black spots. They moo, moo, softly to one another as the sun warms their backs. Toward the bottom of the hill, there is a little river running past. The sun shines on the water. A fluffy gray goat with soft horns walks to the water. The goat bends down to drink from the little river. Sip, sip, sip. Sweet sounds of all the farm animals fill the valley. Back on the hill, everything in the farmhouse is quiet. Farmer Grover is tired now from morning chores and ready for a nap. He curls up on his bed, warm and cozy, under a patchwork quilt. A bowl of apples sits on the table near him. A little green caterpillar crawls along the windowsill, nibbling on a leaf as Farmer Grover softly begins to snore. The window by the front door is open, and a cool, light breeze sways a white curtain gently back and forth. If you look out the window, you'll see the oak tree and the big red barn. In the big red barn, next to the farmhouse, Farmer Grover's friendly dog leaps softly through a stack of hay, playing with her puppies. By the haystack, one puppy peeks his little nose out. He runs off and hides again, as his mama dog woofs happily and chases him. They play for a long time until the puppies grow sleepy and nuzzle up against their mama dog. Then they cuddle in the hay, tails gently wagging. To one side of the barn, a mama pig and her pink piglets with twisty little tails play with one another in the mud, making quiet oinking sounds. Just past the pig pen, two brown horses come trotting into view past the pond, shaking their long manes in the cool breeze, going neigh, neigh. In the chicken coop, hens are laying eggs and clucking quietly in their nests. The cool breeze blows seeds from the small, puffy, white flowers. The seeds swirl into the air. It's a cozy, restful afternoon on Farmer Grover's farm.